High kick inside 50 now for the Hawks. Schofield the spoil. Burgoyne waiting down. Slick handball away. And Gunston will kick it low. And he'll kick the goal. There's the one he was searching for. Cripps waiting for an option. He's going to chip it into the pocket. Hill running back to goal. Takes the mark. They've got a 3-on-1. And Hill cruises and kicks the goal that West Coast were hoping for close to quarter time. Ball kicked in by Nelson. Offhands Gaff roving. Tumbles a kick up the wing, taken by Lacroix. Handball inside. This is good transition by the Eagles. Wellingham spots up McGovern. Top of the 50. Tips it over the top. West Coast go from end to end. And Darling kicks the goal from the goal line.
And pass from Rioli is magnificent for Sicily. And Sicily an open goal and kicks it from 10 metres out.
Can't see it. Here's Bruce, who controls it well inside 50. He'll snap it back and goal. 3 goals for Luke Bruce.
Playing into form.
Kennedy.
Oh, no.
Bundled over by Stratton, and that'll be 50.
No.
There wasn't much in that at all. Minimal contact from Stratton, and Kennedy directly in front takes full advantage.
Rioli to Roughhead. Big chance for Rough. Hands to it. 2 grabs. Paid the mark. Perfect.
Dewey kicks it inside 50. Kennedy caught behind, had to spoil. Knocked it down. Cripps' kick off the left boot. Darling shot his man out of the way, but it's play on, and he's kicked the goal.
Weird, Domain.
A tumbling kick. Rioli to the front. Almost marked it. It spills it out of Burgoyne. It landed with him. Handled to Pioplo. In on goal. Fires away and kicks truly.
How good is Cyril?
Both these teams fighting hoodoos. The Eagles, MCG hoodoo, and Hawthorn. Can they finish a game off? So it's a doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Hill takes the mark. He can go on goal. He handballs over the top. Dangerously. Darling just in time. Another goal from the goal square. And Darling has got 4 for the evening. And over the head of Rioli. Oh! No! And he just palmed it down to Shields. Remarkable stuff from Cyril. The long kick inside 50. And Rockhead takes the mark. That is unbelievable play from Cyril Rioli. The ball looked like it was going over his head, but in the end he was able to tap it down to the man cruising past and set up yet another goal.
He plays like LeBron James.
Rioli! With the leap, he can do it all, Cyril.
He's either hurt himself or he's winded it. Let's hope he's winded.
He didn't quite stick the landing, but what a highlight play from the magician.
Frawley grabs it.
A drought breaker for the Hawks. After 4 successive losses, they've bounced back in the most emphatic style and win 19-11-125 to 11-8-74.
Get onto the Shebexter, who's got to improve those CDs of the club theme songs, that's for sure. Hawks fans happy to just clap along. 28,997 here this afternoon as we roll into football review for Niche Living. You're better off with Niche Living if you find a comparable new home in any of their locations. They'll beat it by 10 grand. T's and C's apply. And Parkland Mazda, Perth's only official Mazda Ute Centre. Parkland are Perth's favourite Mazda dealer with a full range of passenger cars and SUVs. Hawthorn 19-11-125. Eclipse the West Coast Eagles. Continue the pain at the MCG 11-8-74. The margin in the end of 51 points in favour of the Hawks. For them, 3 goals each to Roughhead, Gunston, Bruce and O'Brien. 2 to Sicily and 1 each to McAvoy, Burgoyne, Shields, Pioppolo and Rioli. It was fabulous to watch all day. The Eagles, 4 goals to Darling, all in the first half. 2 to Shuey and Hill. Hill getting 1 early, 1 late. And then 1 each to Redden, Cripps, who came off with an ankle injury in a marking contest against Gibson in that last quarter. Kennedy. And at quarter time, Hawthorn led by 8 points. And half time, they led by 27. Bit of an arm wrestle in the third quarter. They still led by 31 at three-quarter time, but in the last quarter, they outscored the West Coast Eagles. 7 goals, 2 to 4 goals in the end, winning by 51 points.